Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to enter into the world of the paranormal with your hosts, Sherry Peng and Jason O'Fear. Explore with us the world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and Bigfoot. You can also call into the show at 215-383-3999 and join the discussion.
Hello, everyone in Internet land. Welcome to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm one of your two hosts, Jason O'Fear, with the other host, Sherry Peng. Sherry, how's it going? We have another show. Excited about it.
Yes. Hey, Jason, how are you? Doing really well. I'm just recovering and had some really wonderful company in the last couple of days and just trying to recover and just kind of regroup. So what about you? How was your week?
It wasn't too bad, just staying busy at work. I'd come off a week of vacation there, but it was kind of hard to get back into the full grind of things. But I survived, and unfortunately, I, like most people, have to return to work on Monday, so that's a little depressing.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome to the real world.
I know, yeah. So, now you got us our guest, as usual, tonight. Who do we have lined up tonight?
Well, our guest is, her name is, for the first time, we're going to introduce Cindy Bailey Dove. She is an expert on UFOs and military drones. And she's captured many, many drones with, I guess, you know, what's in front of her house or whatever. And she's had backup and research, and she's going to just talk about the drones that are flying around, could be around our, in front of our own house. So I'm really welcome. I'm really looking forward to welcoming her on our show.
That's a subject I don't think we've ever talked about before on the show. I know drones in the civilian world are quite popular. You can go to any store and buy these drones. I even know somebody that has one. They, you know, put these GoPro cameras on them and fly them around. And I know that on the civilian end, there's a lot of controversy, and there's been some issues with people flying in restricted areas and some close calls with airplanes. But as far as military drones go, I don't know anything about it. It sounds interesting. And I'm kind of one of the people that worries about Big Brother, so it's a very interesting subject to me. But I see she's in queue, so we'll go ahead and bring her on right now.
All right.
Hey, welcome to Paranormal Horizons.
Hello, you guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm very glad to be on tonight.
Oh, it's great to get you on.
And I had spoke to Sherry earlier and told her a little bit about this subject and some of the things that's going on. So most people don't realize that military drones, not commercial drones, are basically flying in our neighborhood over our house every day and will be until they have a new air system they're bringing up that will no longer have radar. It's called Next Generation Transport System, and it's being implemented just to integrate drones into civilian airspace.
That's kind of frightening.
Yes. Well, I tell you, when I live 45 minutes from a base, so I am not close to the airbase, but I moved into this small town, and right behind my house, which I was unaware of at the time, it's just a little city airport. There's not three or four airplanes out there. This place is not very crowded. And within two nights, I had objects flying all over my house. And at first I was shocked because I thought, this is somebody's commercial drones. But I was looking at these drones, and the first two that I saw basically come down the power lines was about half the size of a regular helicopter. So I knew that these were million-dollar drones. I did not jump to this was military. I absolutely thought, well, somebody around here has a very expensive toy. But I kept watching, and then I got irritated because they actually was coming in my yard. So I drove over to a street that's halfway behind my house, and they do have some very wealthy people living there. And when I got to this street, I realized that these craft were not coming from this street, this neighborhood, but the airport behind it. Now, even then, I was still, I still was not, because it's hard to believe that they're actually testing and training these drones in people, over people's neighborhoods. So I didn't jump to that. But a week later, I'm outside sky watching, which I've done almost every day of my life. And I see, because I have a street that is set back, the houses are set back, and there's about a 60-yard corridor, and I see a craft. It's after dark, and it's floating, basically, toward me. This is 6:30 at night. I run out in the street, and I'm looking at this thing. It has FAA lights on it. I knew that it was not a UFO, but I sit in here looking, and I said, this is not somebody's toy. This is a military drone. And most of these drones, they have all kinds of different shapes and sizes, but most of them look like small aircraft and helicopters. They do have a lot of them that don't have any cockpits, and in the areas they're doing these drone programs, you can stand out in your yard and watch these things come over tree high and see that there is no cockpit. And this started a 4-year investigation until I brought into research and filming these objects, where I got all types of kinds of government documents to prove they're doing this. Not only are they, the FAA has given the military a quote-unquote temporary waiver to fly, train and test military drones in civilian airspace. And you can spend 5 minutes on Google and find this out yourself. This is not something that, it's not being put in the national news, but if people know where to look, it's kind of like a hidden secret. They even had a list, they have a list of where these programs are. I got from a government document. Of course, my area was one of them. And I was telling Sherry earlier that Oregon has 7 or 8 of these drone programs. Arkansas, where I'm from, is supposed to have 3 of these drone programs, and the skies are covered with drones. And the military claims that they have to be doing this in civilian airspace to test this new air system, because this new air system is going to be run off of computers, just computers and satellites. There is no transponders on these things. And you can download an app called Flight Tracker 24. This app shows every plane, every helicopter in the country. Basically, you can go worldwide. And it tells you not only the flight, the number, where it's going. You can watch a passenger plane fly on this. What happened was, you get this out, and where you know there's a lot of air traffic, these drones are never on radar because they don't have transponders. This stuff is going to be run with sensors on drones and passenger planes, advanced sensors, and no radar, and it's completely autonomous, which means it's all of these programs that I speak about. The one sentence that's over and over is very little human involvement.
That's so, kind of frightening.
Well, and not only, I know that I have been in 5 states investigating where these government documents told me these drone programs are listed. In all 5 states, they were there. I went and saw them with my own eyes. Besides the ones in Arkansas. And I have a YouTube page that I have set up, and I get contacts daily from people around the country that are seeing these drones, in their towns and over their heads, and these people are panicking. I spend a lot of my time talking people down because they believe that these drones are watching them. These are law-abiding citizens. Most of them are not even in these fields of ufology or paranormal or anything. And they, some of these, I had a lady, she had actually called the FBI and everything else, and she was crying when I was talking to her and telling her what this was, and it's just a whole system going up that they're not targeting individuals because she had been living in this a year. And it's really strange because this is a gray area. They're not exactly hiding these. You know, they're not doing this at Area 51, but they're not exactly, it's not out in the open. But at least in every state, they have announced, the military has announced, that at least one base in that state is a drone base. So what that means, you can go and put your state in and put in military drones, and you'll be shocked at what you found out. They have announced several of these programs, and when they say this is a drone base, people assume that that means that they're flying these things from that state in Afghanistan and these other areas. But that's not necessarily true because in all these areas, they have these drone programs where they are allowed by the FAA to test these programs and train in civilian airspace, which civilian airspace is over our heads. And I was absolutely shocked when I started filming these things. These drones have camera equipment on them, you guys, you would not believe. This was the announced technology, not the Black Ops camera technology. They can basically see you from 65,000 feet. Not only that, these things have facial recognition. They can pull your name up in seconds and see your whole life, what you bought. They also have camera equipment on them that can see through walls, including reinforced concrete. So
wow.
I was very upset.
Really?
I mean, I feel very upset because I feel like that there is a potential for me and everyone that lives in these areas to be spied on in their own home. Now, whether they're doing this or not, but there is a potential. So every time you see one of these drones flying over, they also, this is just that it's announced, you guys, that you can go to Google and you can find in 5 minutes. I use the military announcements, Bear Leagues, defense contractor sites, this type of thing. I don't use any websites where there's any guessing. I get this right from the horse's mouth. Okay, you can find the videos of these. They've got a program called Gork and Stare. What this is, they can see basically a whole city at once now with drones. This is what they're telling us they have. So after about 2002-03, when they declassified the Predator to everyone around, they basically declassified all of this technology to everyone around the world. So this is not only going on here, it's going on in every country in the world, especially the developed countries that are our allies. So when we have people, this is why we've had this 1,000% uptake in UFO sightings. Because most of the time, I would say about 60% of the time, they will fly around with FAA lights on and you will never know they're there. But 40 or 50% of the rest of the time, they take off from behind my house. They do not have FAA lights on. They can look like a triangle. They're not real triangles. These are actually airplane shaped of the used triangle lights. And I have so many pictures and videos of these what look like triangles. They are not. They are drones.
I know that's
very hot. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say. I know that the military operates things like the Predator, the Global Hawk, the RQ-170 Sentinel, which a while ago, I don't know if people followed the news, but the RQ-170 Sentinel was a stealth triangular, like a drone and it malfunctioned and it landed in Iran. So,
yes. Well, let me tell you, you cannot.
Are those the kind of things you're talking about?
Yes, I'm talking about predators. Yes, I'm talking about yes, all those type of drones you just used. But there's also many other types of drones that look like small aircraft that you've never heard of. They fly around what looks, I call these jet drones. And if you get on the internet, you can actually see some pictures of these jet drones. These things are, they have a very long fuselage where there's obviously no cockpit. And then they've got very small wings at the back. A lot of these have control boxes on them. Now, these things can be from anywhere from 25 foot long to 60 foot long. And they have, they also, not only is the military flying what I call a fake Cessna, they are also, the colleges and other commercial industries have these Cessnas. And they, it was, if you look at these things, you know, they resemble a Cessna, but then you start, if you start really, really start looking at them and listening to the sound, you will start to see where they don't resemble them. They have the wings. First of all, they're smaller than a Cessna. So you'll think, well, this thing's a smallest Cessna. They're usually smaller than that. They make a sound like a weed eater sound. They will fly around night and day. That's what I caught on, what caught me onto these Cessnas until I got on the internet and researched it and found out they were flying them, is because this, what I thought was a Cessna, was taking off behind my house and was flying around 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And I knew that there, a person that has a plane, they do not get in the plane at 7 o'clock in the morning and fly over the city round and round and round all day, every day. And then I started seeing these Cessnas all over Arkansas and other places. And then, I mean, they come over low enough that there was no cockpit in them. And problem is, it's obvious if you know what to look for. Because when I first started this, I thought nobody is going to believe this. So I took video and I put it on YouTube, and I thought that would be the end of it. You know, and but even though I found all these documents to back up, and the Air National Guard has also been given the same deal. They are flying first, second generation predators, and they're also training. Only do you have the National Guard that's doing this, you have every branch of the military. Every branch of the military has these drones. The Coast Guard is actively training all their new personnel on drones. The CIA, the NSA, they all have drones now. And this is, there's no hiding this. And where this comes into ufology is these things, most of them are silent. And I'm talking about the big drones. They have some drones that they have announced that are 100, 200 foot long. They have these huge drones that they're putting in outer space that they can fly down lower. I've seen them here. These things make absolutely no sound. I have, I don't know how many videos on my YouTube page. At the end of the show, which I'll give everybody, I urge everybody to go look at this page, because those are not UFOs on this page. These are military drones, but they look like UFOs. And I've taken pictures in 5 states of these objects that really, not only do they not make sound, they're run by computers, so they are flown very smooth. You don't see any of this jerkiness. And the military has actually announced that they have this advanced anti-shake technology. I witnessed these drones from 30 feet on 2 occasions, and there was absolutely no vibration in these at all. So they can float around, and they look, they're really smooth. There's no jerkiness. There's nothing to give this away. This is a military craft. Because I can set out every night, and what they like to do is they have one amber light will be on this drone. Okay, this drone will fly float over, basically, tree high, and what it looks like you have an orange orb. This is why we have this uptick in sightings of orange orbs. I sit here and watch them take off behind my house. This is how I know they're doing it. And they'll just come floating. I've got videos of these floating over my house. There's no sound, and they are not orange orbs. They can make themselves look like triangles. They can make themselves even look like discs with these lights.
Wow.
It is amazing. I have a video on there with this. There were two videos where these things look like discs. In reality, they are airplanes. These things are covered in light. Now, I do not know why. Everybody's asking me, why would they want to pretend to be UFOs? I have no idea. I have no idea what the military is thinking. All I know is they are doing it. Every video, by the way, on my YouTube page, people, is not someone else's video. It is a video that I myself took in my front or backyard. If I had taken the videos out of state, I will say that on the video. 90% of them, though, were taken in my yard, in my street. So, and these things, it's just amazing how much they can move very, very quickly. They can stop on a dime. They can drop. I mean, just you can see one, maybe be at 2,000 feet, and it just drops so fast you can't see it. The military announced that they wanted, quote unquote, these aircraft carriers in the sky to launch drones in and out of. Well, for the last 4 years, I have seen on many occasions where they have taken a large drone or a large airplane and they have dropped drones out of them. This very much looks like what we would think a mothership launching out UFOs. This is what it looks like. I even have some film of that on my. So the first time I saw this, I absolutely thought that an airplane had something that fell off of it. It took me about 6 or 7 months of this watching and videotaping every single night to really find out how intense these programs are. They have what I call drone satellites. They launch these from behind my house every single day. And you can come out here an hour before dark, and you can take binoculars and you can see that these objects are a drone. A lot of them are cylindrical shaped because the military has also taken missiles and made them into drones. As a matter of fact, I had an ex-lieutenant in Special Forces that worked for my brother that told me that I was absolutely nuts. They would not be flying military technology in these neighborhoods. I said, okay. Well, 3 years ago, he's standing in my front yard. This is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Here comes some floating over my house, tree high, what looks like a missile. And he's standing there with his mouth hanging open. We watched this missile float over the house, go back there where they land in there, and float back over. And I looked at him, and I said, well, how about that crow now? Because it was really funny that it happened at that time. I couldn't believe it. He's absolutely shocked. He lives about 40 minutes from me and started watching. And then he realized he has been on my show twice because he actually worked with some defense contractors and things, and he could not believe they're doing this. But he can see them every single day, and not from his home, too. And there are, I read to Sherry, and that there are 4 bases in Oregon. But I looked in Oregon at their military bases, and it seems like most of them are National Guard bases, which that doesn't make any difference because the National Guard are running these drones, and in conjunction where they're running these drone programs, they like to use old National Guard airstrips and things. This has been announced on the National Guard page. I mean, they had an article talking about all the places where the National Guard, Air National Guard, is training with these predators. And so I'm not surprised, but there was four of these different locations. One of them was the Portland National Guard base. They have 5 drone programs there. And when I talk about these drone programs, these are drone programs that are being run with defense contractors. There are government documents out there. I mean, I have one. And anybody can look. If you go, you can find this on Google. This document came out in 2012, and there was a lot of talk about this document. It was published on mainstream websites about the location of these drone programs. So there's 110 of them. Of course, that was in 2012. There are probably very many now, you know, very many more than there were then. And I can actually pull this up for you guys, because I have it here, and tell you the name of it. And if anybody that's listening would like to know about these drone programs in their area, I have the list. And I've probably been contacted now. In Arkansas, I've talked to 100 people at least, but in other parts of the country, I've probably talked to over 50 or 60 people in the last 2 years where these drone programs are located. And the military is kind of getting away with this, because when they announce there's a drone program, they don't tell you exactly what a drone program is, but if anything, when this all comes out, they're going to say, well, you know, we announced this was a drone program, this base in your town. You just didn't, you misunderstood what this drone program was. Because that's what they did in Arkansas. Yes, please.
So when you have these drones, what's the purpose? Are they just spying, or what do you think they're doing? Just spending
Document claims the document, because when I went and started looking for these drones, I kept running up against this next generation transport system. The document claims that they are training for this new system. And that's why the FAA, because what they're trying to perfect is what the military claims is a program called Sense and Avoid. Because there will not be any transponders on any airplane anymore, okay? They've had to create this whole new system that's run by these super advanced sensors on the outside of all the planes. So what happens is, with this in computers, planes are not going to run into each other because of these hyper advanced sensors with the new satellites. They won't even be able to go near each other. This is how, and this generation is actually up in several major airports already, Dallas being one, in Syracuse. This is what the military claims they're doing here. And in this document, the document says that they could not test the Sense and Avoid programs in the desert because there were no aircraft. So they've taken places like Little Rock, Arkansas, where we have an airport. It's not very big. There's only 8 or 9 flights that go out. This is the biggest town in Arkansas. 8 or 9 flights that go out of there all day. And these are the types of areas that they're testing this in. And what they're basically doing is running passenger planes and drones and testing the Sense and Avoid. The problem with that is, this is what they claim they're doing. This is all going to be out in the open, by the way, you guys, because this system is supposed to be implemented in every airport in America by 2020. It was supposed to be done 2015. So that's why they're not exactly hiding this, because it's going to be, you're going to go get on a plane. They're also developing more very large drones. You're going to sit there and get on your plane and be taxiing beside a large military drone. It's already happening. There's an article out of Syracuse, New York, which is one of the first ones they put up, and it says in the caption, "Predator takes off beside JetBlue aircraft." So this is out here. It's just not like they did here in Arkansas. We had one big base. We had this small base in northwest Arkansas that was supposed to be closed. Well, about 2009, they announced that this base in Arkansas, the small base, was now going to be a drone base. And what was stationed there is warthogs. What they did was they converted over the warthogs to drones. Now, this was written up in the paper and everything else. They did this. Well, they've done this in every state. They have also taken F-16s and these other fighter jets and converted them into drones. You can look this up. F-16s flies with no pilot. It's because they've got video of it. They're doing. So you can actually see some of these fighter jets could be floating over your house. Not flying in conventional terms, because none of these crafts fly in conventional terms. Even when they're flying on a straight pattern, they have variations. They're crap. They jump from side to side. They leapfrog. And you can tell, if you're paying attention, the jets, the typical jets that we have where they just put the rocket on the back, they will move in a straight line. These do not. And that's when they're flying up, you know, at 10, 20,000 feet trying to pretend like they're an airplane. When they're down low, they don't even pretend like it. You can see, and I have seen, fighter planes floating around. It's very bizarre. So this is all announced. But here's the problem. When I was still digging into all this, and I still do on the updates, when I first started, I dug around and I found on this government site where the air base out here, which is called Jacksonville Air Base, had been given $2.5 million the year before to test camera equipment on drones. So I have it in black and white that they are testing their camera equipment on drones, at least here in Arkansas and probably in the other areas. Because this program in Arkansas is no different than the other 110. And they're announcing the drone bases. Some states, they have announced even more of the drone bases, and they have drone training bases. Oregon happens to be one of these. I sort of did some research before I come on. There is a lot of commercial training schools in Oregon. A commercial drone at night can also be mistaken for a UFO. You can actually buy a UFO drone, by the way, if you want. And now it's illegal to buy commercial drones at night, but people do. And there have been incidences where people were caught with these drones flying them around, trying to get people to believe that they're UFOs. That has definitely happened. So,
well, I know
the
that,
military, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I know that, you know, the technology to fly commercial jets without a pilot has been around for decades. They do that for crash testing and stuff like that. I also was going to say, you know, this is a big surveillance state, whether we realize it or not. In addition to the drones, the federal government is taking piloted Cessna aircraft running around the cities, and they have a device, I can't remember, it's called Scorpion or something along those lines, that captures cell phone data, and it basically mimics cell towers. And so your calls, instead of going to the normal cell tower, go to the device, and they capture all that information.
Yes.
But I also wanted to add real quick, we do have a caller. Are you open for questions or comments?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, let's get this caller. He's been on hold for 20 minutes, so let's...
I'm sorry, just haven't come on.
All right. Hey, you're live on Paranormal Horizons.
Hi. Let me take myself off speaker real quick. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Do you have a question for the guest?
Hi, I'm a first time listener and first time caller here. So thank you for sharing that information. Very enlightening. I love hearing other people's opinions and viewpoints and learning as much as I can. The world is such a mysterious place, and there's always so much to learn.
Oh, yes.
So actually, I did have a question. So the name of this podcast intrigued me, and I was thinking earlier about an encounter that I had when I was a young child when I saw what I thought was an alien in my bedroom.
Oh, interesting. What? Do you mind?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, we're our guest. Do you mind listening to a little personal story of aliens? Because I know you're big into UFOs, too.
Yes, I am. I've been a UFO and paranormal investigator since I was 15, and I'm now 56.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear this experience. I'm huge into aliens.
I'm also very big into, some of the curtains that are being held up by the government right now. But as far as this experience, it goes back to I was about, I'll say 5 years old around that age, and I was in a house here in Florida where I live. And it was a master bedroom that I was staying in, and it was in the middle of the night. I'm not sure what time, probably wee hours of the morning. And I felt a presence in the room. And I looked towards the doorway, woke up and I looked towards the doorway, and I saw a figure. It was very large, maybe 7 foot tall, and it was dark, and it had a huge head, and it looked like the alien, like a shadowy alien, like the way the body was shaped, it looked like an alien, the pictures that you see and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just stayed there. It didn't do anything. It didn't move towards me. It frightened me, and I just hid under my covers until I fell asleep again.
So did it was like how tall was it? Like, so it was like super slender, like a gray type alien with.
Yeah, like a gray type alien, but it was completely, and it was, completely shadowed, not naturally by the room, but it was completely black.
Huh. Was that your only experience with that entity, or?
Yes. With visually seeing that entity, yes. Now, I have had other paranormal experiences, but with that entity, actually seeing it, yes, I had another experience. And so that happened way long ago. I'm 27 now. About 4 years ago, it was me and my son. We were by ourselves in a trailer. And I used to sleep in the living room because it wasn't a very good neighborhood. So I would sleep in the living room to kind of protect the door, and I would hear footsteps. Not my son's footsteps, because I would go check on him and he would be sound asleep. He was very young at the time. But it was footsteps. It sounded to me like it was a small child, but it would be going up and down my hallway. And there was a back door, too, but it was always locked with two locks. And it sounded like the handle would be jiggling. And this went on for quite some time, and I was very scared about it. And then finally one day I kind of overcame that because I ended up leaving the house. My son was still inside sleeping, and I left the trailer. And I just sat on the front porch. I was so afraid. And then I just thought, or whatever, I just to face it, not be afraid of it, so it'll leave me alone. So I went back inside and just wasn't afraid, and I never heard it again.
Huh.
Does it? Anybody have input on any thoughts on the shadowy alien?
Well, I mean, I'll get to change my hat here a little bit.
Yeah, we're kind of deviating, but that's okay if you don't
mind. Right. I mean, I've changed my hat here to paranormal because I've been doing it since I was 15. One of the things that's very common is this footstep story that he's talking about. Almost every haunted or everyone that has called me in or has a problem, at one time or another, they have heard these footsteps. I've heard them many times, even up to today. I don't even pay any attention to them. I just ignore them because everywhere I've lived has been haunted, and so I think it's because of me, but that is very common. Also, it's very common to have experiences as a child. And
I've heard, let me interject really quick and ask you a question here, because
this is just from somebody that didn't have much experience in paranormal, but an individual told me that every human has an experience as a child, whether they remember it or not, and they'll experience an entity, and it's either white light or a shadow. Is that something you've heard of?
Yes, but let me warn you something here. There's a lot of people out here that want to frighten people about the paranormal, okay? About shadowy figures and this type of thing. That is not true, okay? Now, kids do have experiences, and I'm going to tell you why. Because they have not been programmed out of us to a certain age. When you get to about 7 or 8, it's programmed out of us. We're not open any longer. And we've been told to be quiet about these experiences, that you've imagined them and this type of thing. I have been dealing with the paranormal my whole life, and I have only run into maybe 2 or 3 bad things. So most of this stuff it's out here all the time, okay, 24/7. We are just more tuned in as children. And what happens when you're a child and you have these experiences, they're basically terrifying because you don't know what they are. You have no control. You know your parents can't get rid of these. So it becomes a negative experience. And later on in life, you'll be told by certain people that this means that you have negative energy and these things, and that is absolutely not true. So I'm going to, that is not true. We just believe it because we are small. And I'm telling you, I very rarely, and I've done hundreds of paranormal investigations, talked to people, and like I said, only 2 or 3 times that I run into anything that would harm anyone. So most of these experiences, even if they're interacting with you, the key is not to be afraid. Like you said, once you confront them, like you did, a lot of times you won't hear it anymore. These things will go away. So they don't have very much power now, do they, if we can just get rid of them that easy?
Right.
But they feed off of our fear, these manifestations and this. So once you take control and you're not afraid of them anymore, then this is when they usually go away, and sometimes you never have a problem with them again. So that's all. But, it's very difficult, I understand, not to be afraid, because we're all afraid of the unknown and things that are out of our control.
That's the serious part about what's going on right now with the drones.
I'm sorry?
I said that's to me, the scariest part about what's going on right now with our government and with the with the drones and all the things that are going on in our skies.
Right. Well, that's not the only thing, you guys. They have got these new weather balloons that are under the same drone technology, and people mistake these for your, and these things, they look, especially from a long distance, they're made out of this real silvery new material. They can look very much like an orb. They can look like crap. They are nothing but weather balloons. The problem now is not only do we have this military, we have these weather balloons, and there's also a toy that you can buy called solar balloons. These things, you can buy these up to 60 foot long, and they blow them up and you just let them go. So these things can fly for hundreds and hundreds of miles. And they look, they are a cylindrical shaped cigar, and it is one of these solar balloons. When the air starts going out of these balloons, they look like horseshoes, donuts, and this type of thing. And this is, you can buy these at all the toy shops. It's a big rage.
Oh, wow.
Also, these Chinese lanterns, they have come out with a new Chinese lantern I saw in Florida, and even with everything I do, I was standing up. I was not on the beach. I was fooled by this lantern. I thought that it was actually either the military or a genuine orange orb until I got down on the beach and I saw these people were letting these go at weddings, and they were doing it all up and down the beach. And this is a really, really big thing in vogue to let these go. These new lanterns, though, they don't flicker. They stay lit for a long time. They can go to very high altitudes. And the wind is blowing them. It looks like they're being propelled. I stood down there for a week in Florida while they did these every night and filmed these things. And I can tell you, if you were driving down the road and was not down on the beach where you could see these people were letting these off, you would have swore that you had just witnessed an orange orb craft. So there is a lot of things out there now. And a lot of ufologists have really got to the point where they are no longer investigating lights in the sky. And, I mean, I don't investigate lights in the sky any longer. Unless there's a landing case with credible witnesses, because it's just so polluted now.
Well, there was one that happened in Florida. I wish I knew the exact date, but some friends of mine posted it, personal videos, and this is last year. It might have been this year if it was much earlier, but I think it was last year, actually. And it was near the west coast in Florida, and it was this orb in the sky, and it was very unusual. And then there was some mention of I think, naval exercise that caused it. But when you see the footage, it's very, very unusual.
Well, yes, if you see my footage, you're going to understand, because – This does not look like naval exercises. These look like unknowns. And the problem is, I'm standing here watching these take off from behind my house. I mean, even with me knowing, I'll stand on my front porch, especially when they float these, what look like these triangles by. You know, I'll be sitting there, and my mind still wants to say that that is a floating triangle. Even though I know it is not, because, you know, I've got video of the superimposed crash where it's not all the way dark, where you can see the aircraft with the lights that they have on, superimposed on it. And they look like, the craft that we have seen, all these video that has the three lights and then has the big light in the middle, I can see this every single night. I can film these. I probably have 100 videos of what looks like that triangle crash taking off from behind my house. And I want to make something clear, because I have been accused of being a skeptic and that I have some kind of, reason for this. I have absolutely no reason. I am the farthest person from a skeptic. I've been involved in these fields for years. I've seen unknowns that do not still match all the military technology that I've seen. But it aggravates me very much, not only that we have these flying around with the capability of surveillance, that we have hundreds, maybe thousands of people around the world believe that they are having interaction with UFOs, and they are military. These people do this on purpose. I believe that they are actually laughing about this. We have had whistleblowers come forward, and then one that is, I've deemed, very credible, he works for the government for years, and he says that they flew drones and other craft over UFO conventions. And I know that they do this in Arkansas, because we have an OCSOC convention down there every year I go to, and I see them flying the drones over this convention, pretending to be UFOs.
Wow.
And these are, there's no doubt, because these craft could use FAA lights, and everyone would think that they were airplanes and helicopters, unless you're doing like I am, and you're sitting down there watching everything, every airplane that comes over, where most people are not. What happens, you hear a sound, you associate it with jet, whatever, you don't look up. Plus, we no longer have any predators from the sky. People do not look up. And I can't tell you how many people absolutely denied, that told me that I was absolutely crazy in and out of the military, that came to my house and was shot within the first 30 minutes. I had been vindicated. There's not been one person come out here. And when they, inevitably, when they go back home, I get the phone call within a week. How did I miss these? They're everywhere. And it's because no one was paying attention. And we have a major freeway through here, I-30, which has got traffic on it 24/7. I will be coming in from Little Rock, and they will absolutely float a white light over the interstate. And I'm telling you, this, a lot of them look like flying porch lights. I mean, there's no, it looks nothing like an airplane. The light doesn't. Do you know that people, and you don't even have to look up to see this. It's in your view, and nobody pays a bit attention to that.
Well, do you know,
well,
I'm sitting here looking
around, and I'm saying, are you people seeing this?
That's how I feel about so many things.
Asleep.
That's how I feel about so many things. And when you stop being distracted by everything else and you actually...
Right, that's exactly right. And that's it's really funny, though, because these people, how did I miss them? I mean, they're flying down my street. They're in the neighborhood at night. Well, most people are not outside at night either, watching the skies. You know, that's my neighbors always, when I moved in here, thought I was that crazy. I finally worked up the nerve to go to my neighbor across the street, which is a 70-year-old woman. She lives by herself. And I went over there. I was talking to her, and I said, you know, this neighborhood has a lot of planes and stuff in it, and stuff, has a lot of air traffic. She looks me in the face, and she said, you mean those drones? And
oh,
I
wow.
Said, you know, yeah, I said, you
wow.
know about it? She said, we got eyes. We all know about it. He said, they come down the dang street. And she was right. When I after I started filming them, in fact, I've been saved by my neighbors because once I started filming these all the time, they have backed out of my neighborhood. So my neighbor, that same lady, actually thanked me because she had, I have watched these drones come out of the woods. And these are drones that are about this size. These are military. This is the type of things they're doing in these areas. And watch these things fly into her backyard or my neighbor's backyard, in and out. And
why do you think that's happening?
Pardon me?
Why do you think that's happening?
Because they basically can do it because they can. That's why. Because with this FAA waiver and the government basically giving them a waiver to test and train. See, there's a lot of things that you can do under the testing and training umbrella, okay?
Are you talking about the new executive order?
I'm talking about the, no, this is an executive order. This was in, let me see, this next generation air traffic has basically been in the works for 30 years. So there's been a whole lot of people that had their fingers in it. Now, they had an executive order come out by Obama that basically covered commercial drones. That did not cover the military drones. They're kind of pretending like these guys don't exist right now. Well, like I said, the local news, you go to your local news, just like you can here in Arkansas, and not only did they say this was going to be a drone base, that it was going to be the only drone base targeting system, space-based targeting system in the world. And basically, this article from the little paper up there says, stay away or you will be shot. And that's what it says. I mean, it was crazy. I couldn't believe that they were actually, you know, this was going to be a secret drone base. We're going to be testing all kinds of drones and stay away from there. So they've not only done this here, they've done it in every state. If you go in, people, you know, they what they do, if this space, like this space is outside a little town called Fort Smith, Arkansas. What they'll do, it'll be announced in that area, like in Fort Smith. And in Little Rock, you don't know anything about it. I found this stuff by doing research. So they're not coming on the national news and talking about this next generation, but it's not exactly a secret because there has been 10 different technologies, 10 different technologies in the last 4 years that I said the military had, because I saw it out here, that has been announced now and is in use. So these programs are not, these are advanced programs that are going to be in use. And
well, not only that, but they just around Christmas time, because one of my friends wanted to get her son a drone for Christmas, and they made new regulations in my state. I'm in Florida, requiring us to get certified and regulated. We have to get some kind of license or approval.
They've done that in every state. That's a federal law. You have to register your drone. Yes. And if you don't, because I'm explaining why they're going to have to do this, you guys. Everybody thinks they're just doing this to be mean and they want to lord it over us. No. What they're doing, in the process of doing, is we have freeways in the sky where airplanes fly, passenger planes. Over 400 feet is going to be the passenger and big drone and predator in this type of lanes. Under 400 feet, commercial drones are going to be allowed to fly. So what's happening is this is going to be in the next 5 to 6 years, especially if you're in L.A., New York, in a big city, every science fiction movie that we've ever seen where we have objects flying all around in the sky. Because every commercial, every business wants a drone. So the reason why when you go buy a drone, that they're being so strict, because think of these highways in the sky. So you got the under 400 feet commercial drones. They're flying by computer on certain routes. The same thing is with the over 400 feet. You can't have somebody sit in his yard and then insert a drone into that. It would be the same if somebody decided they were going to get an airplane and insert their airplane into the highways for the passenger planes right now. That's how dangerous it would be. This is why they're doing this. It's going to be even stricter the busier these lanes get. And that's the reason, because if you're sitting here and you've got some of these drones that you can buy will fly over 400 feet, and they will fly up into the big passenger plane freeway and these other drones. They can't have people doing this because it's highly dangerous. And if you got everybody out here with a drone that decides, oh, I'm going to just pick my drone up here today, when you've got all of these in their pre-flight plans, when you get your drone, you're going to put in where you want it to go. It's going to be automated, run by a computer. And that is why they're making people, and eventually I believe that you're going to have to fly your drones at drone parks. The busier it gets, the more dangerous it is for someone to come up there and insert a drone into this mess. And that is exactly what they're doing. They're working on this under 400 feet commercial lane right now. And in places like New York and L.A., they already have a huge problem with people flying drones at night. You're supposed to have, you can't be out of line of sight. You got people flying these drones 2 or 3 miles from their home. And so this is what the problem is. You can't have millions of people, because 10 million drones were sold last year and commercially at Christmas. And eventually it's going to be 100 million, 200 million people going to have drones. There has to be some kind of organization to this madness. You just can't
that
have everybody
sense, yeah.
just getting out here flying their drones willy-nilly.
Yeah,
so
that's
what
they're doing.
We're actually running out of time, but I want to thank the caller for calling in and sharing your brief stories. But we got to kind of wrap things up because we are running out of time. So thank you for calling in to the caller. And I wanted to make sure I wanted to see this YouTube page with some of the stuff you videoed, or if you had a website or anything else that we can look into this further.
Yes. And when you go to my YouTube page, you guys, don't look at just the last 2 or 3 videos I put on there, because I put some great videos on there at the beginning of this. I've got 50 or 60 on there. Okay, it's under Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, M-D, like the doctor, 5-1. That is my YouTube page, and you'll see all this on here. And believe me, people are absolutely shocked. You will go in here of what, you know, I have filmed on it. I also have a once-a-month show called The Drone Report. where I release all my documents. I tell you where to go find it. I give the latest news, the military technology. I also talk about sightings and other things that I believe that are genuine. Because it's important to talk about this also, because what's happening, the genuine unknowns are getting lost in the wash now because of so many of these military craft and things that look like UFOs. And, you know, we've got to figure out a way as UFO investigators and people that are interested in this to be able to tell this military technology from an unknown, and it's going to be very difficult because of the advanced technology the military has. But it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
I have a manual that's coming out that I've written that's going to tell you exactly to be able to tell the difference between a drone and a UFO, because I've done many, many hours. Also, besides my show, the drone, I have a drone page. I have a page on Facebook called The Drone Report. And drone is all capital.
Cool. And, well, I'm definitely going to check those out.
Yeah, and I asked if I'd go to see the YouTube pages, because I have a lot of video of silent drones that are literally tree high over my house, and if you did not look up, you wouldn't see these things. And that's another thing. These things are floating around a lot of times. Nobody even look up, and they're just right above your head, tree level. It is amazing.
I know after talking to you, I'm going to start looking up a little bit more often. But we got to wrap it up, and so I want to thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. Had a great time.
Oh, no, it's great to have you on. You opened up a new world. I really didn't give any thought whatsoever to drones until now. So now I'm going to look at your videos, and I want to thank the caller for calling in. And so we'll wrap it up, but I did have a comment I wanted to make really quick on this shadowy alien thing. I have experienced a lot of UFO stuff. I've talked about it on the show before. I mean, everything crazy, X-File, government, any kind of experience, I've experienced it. But I did want to also say that there are some explanations to seeing things like that that aren't alien. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I have no idea. But some of the things to keep in mind are, is there something called, it's actually relatively common, which is hypnagogia. People can experience hypnagogic hallucinations, right? As you're falling asleep or after waking up. So anytime I see something as I'm falling asleep or waking up, I have had these hallucinations before. It's relatively common, and you can't tell the difference between reality or the hallucination. It's really rather trippy. So that's always something to keep in mind when you experience something like that. Not saying it isn't, but there are some explanations out there.
Awesome. Thank you for that so much, and thank you all for letting me speak on here. And I will definitely be checking out this show later on. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you both.
Thank you
for
calling in.
Yeah,
we appreciate you.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up.
Right.
And Sherry, so what do we got next week?
I'm not sure. We don't have anything in the agenda so far. I'm just kind of wrapping things up and seeing what's out there. But we will have a guest, I hope. So you know, just keep your fingers crossed. We're getting some very wonderful guests and very intriguing topics, so it's fair game. We'll just see what we got.
Well, drones is a great topic, and it just shows that, surveillance is just getting ridiculous. It's like they're watching everything. They're watching our phones, computers, watching us from the sky. I mean, what now? are they going to start reading our minds? Are they going to, like, put a satellite that you know, there was that Tom Cruise movie a while back where people were getting arrested for pre-crime. They hadn't committed the crime yet. It was called Minority Report, you know, but they had a way to tell if somebody was going to commit a crime in the future and they'd arrest them. I mean, whoa, where is this all going to end?
I don't know. It's amazing how they can see through your walls. That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's I'm aware of that technology. In fact, I had talked to somebody that had worked on it, and so that is a reality. So, it's crazy. In fact, I think some local sheriff departments have some handheld equipment that allows them to do that. So it's just It's absolutely outrageous and out of control, but what can you do?
Agreed. Very insane. Yeah, you know, there's no sense of privacy as it used to be. It's more governed by, you know, the government and watching over people and, you know, whether, like you said, whether it's on the phones or, you know, TV, they can monitor through your TV set or even driving, renting a car, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah, it's like people's argument is, well, if you don't have anything to hide, then what do you care? Well, personally, I don't want the government knowing what I like to eat or what I like to watch on TV or what I'm looking at. I mean, you know, I've noticed some things, just simple things with, you know, cookies on the internet. Say if I'm shopping for something at Amazon, and the next thing I know, all the ads are targeted to something like that. And it's like, it's out of control. Anyways,
I've had my Yahoo and my Gmail account hacked, and just, you know, I've changed. I for you folks that are listening, check out unseen.is. It's unseen.is. They are in Iceland. Very nominal fee, but they don't track you. And their number one Iceland's priority is your privacy. I've had them for a year and a half, and they are wonderful. They are amazing. You get what you pay for. So
awesome.
I don't go through Yahoo or Gmail. Anyway, okay, well, we'll just kind of have to wrap it up.
Okay, well, yeah, I just want to thank everybody for listening. Thanks for the guests coming on tonight, talking about drones, and thanks for the caller. We did have another caller we didn't get to. Sorry, apologize for that. But other than that, I hope everybody has a great week, and we'll see everybody next Sunday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we'll talk to everybody then. Hope everybody has a good night.
Take care, everybody. Love you. Peace.
Peace.